reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Starting out the second hour of the show with a friend of mine, James Anderson. Jim is involved with a company called New Legacy Gold. He is the CEO of New Legacy. I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, that I am a shareholder of size, I also have to say, in New Legacy. So don't construe this as being investment advice, because I'm just telling you why I am interested in the company. I'm interested primarily in the company because of, number one, the property, and number two, the management. You know, in terms of the properties, Jim, you've had a lot of success in the last few weeks getting financing for your project down in Nevada, where you guys are partnered with Barrick Gold Corp. I want to chat about that, but we're going to do that on a daily editorial here this next week. What I want to talk with you about right now is I want to chat with you about where you think, you know, you've been involved in this industry a long time, you got a great education, et cetera, et cetera. So you know about things like the price of gold, et cetera. What's your take on the price of gold right now? Where do you think it's headed, man?
Okay, well, thanks very much for inviting me on again, Al. It's always a pleasure. I guess I do have an opinion about the price of gold, like everybody else in our industry, I suppose. But my take on it is this. We're currently within a large mid-cycle correction in an ongoing bull market for gold. There's nothing unusual about that. We've had 12 years of up markets in gold. This will be the first year, so, you know, lucky number 13, I guess, where we will not have a year-over-year rise in the price of gold. So it's perfectly natural that in a bull market, we'll take a pause, we'll take a rest, and consolidate before moving forward.
So you're convinced that we are still in a bull market for gold. You know, we're getting a lot of opinions on the show. I have to tell you, some people are saying, well, you know, you're in the bear phase of a secular bull market. Other people are saying, no, that's not true at all. Now we're in a bear market. You're convinced that we remain in a bull market, right?
Yeah, I am. I'm absolutely convinced of that. There's been a lot of negative talk regarding precious metals for the last 12 months, which, you know, you would expect. That's, you know, sentiment. Negative sentiment drives things lower, and at the bottom, negative sentiment is rampant. You know, in point of fact, see, sometimes I guess I feel like I'm the last bullish participant in the marketplace here. But when you examine all of the bearish talk that you hear, you'll notice that almost all of it is of a technical nature. There's lots of commentators out there who will say that gold is trading on the wrong side of the 200-day trading average, or that the Elliott wave pattern's gone astray, that it's broken below this or that, and that the Fibonacci retracement number has done this and that. But very few market commentators want to talk about the fundamentals in the gold market today.
So in your mind, what are the important fundamentals today?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I know you, Al, you'd agree with me that when I say, you'd agree with me that gold is a currency. It's been a currency for 5,000 years. It'll be a currency for a good long time to come. So now gold went up for 12 years in a row, not because there was anything new or special about gold. There weren't any new uses for gold. There wasn't any great restriction in the supply of gold. But gold went up because the other currencies in the world were offering dramatically less in the way of interest rates. And some governments, most notably that in the United States, were printing money out of thin air to pay for debts, which, you know, colloquially we just call quantitative easing.
Well, quantitative easing really is a subject du jour whenever you're talking about gold. You know, people feel that that there is a strong, strong correlation there. By inference, I'm assuming that you're agreeing with me and you're saying we're not going to have any tapering of QE anytime soon, huh?
That's right. I don't think there's going to be any tapering of quantitative easing whatsoever. The Fed can try and jawbone that and tell us that there's going to be QE, but that, you know, they push it off into the future and push it off into the future. So currently the Fed's printing $85 billion new dollars every month. But, you know, $40 billion of that is being used to buy mortgage-backed securities from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So without that freshly printed money, there would be no housing recovery, there'd be no wealth effect to induce a rise in stock prices, and moreover, the U.S. deficit would be much worse, because currently the U.S. Treasury is making billions of dollars on profits delivered by Fannie and Freddie, and it was $30 billion just last quarter. So there's no way in the world that the Fed's going to back away from this tapering. But, you know, that's just the U.S. dollar situation. I think it's important for your listeners to realize that this is going on all over the world. In Japan, we now have a truly massive quantitative, well, it's quantitative easing, let's just call it what it is. It's debt monetization. It's money printing, really. So the Japanese are doing this on a massive scale. The British will continue to print money. The European Central Bank has been buying government bonds to, quote, smooth out the marketplace. But it has the same effect. And they'll be increasing that program. So all around the world, paper currencies are and will continue to be diluted and devalued. So what will do well in that environment? The one thing that will do well in that environment is the one currency that you can't just print out of thin air, and that's gold. You know, George Bernard Shaw once wrote that you have to choose between trusting the natural stability of gold and the natural stability of the honesty and intelligence of the members of the government. And with due respect to these gentlemen, I advise you, as long as the capitalist system lasts, vote for gold.
I'd have to say,
it's my favorite quote regarding gold, yeah. And I think there's a lot of wisdom in it.
Well, I second that wholeheartedly. You know, it's interesting. We talk about gold from both a fundamental standpoint and a technical standpoint on the show almost on a daily basis. And we have a lot of people who are saying, well, you know, from a technical standpoint, we're seeing gold break down. What do you think? I'm not sure I agree with that. What do you think?
I don't think so either. I think, you know, gold hit a low of 1180 in July. We're $100 higher than that now, and I don't see or feel a test of 1180. I don't think it's in the cards. The chart pattern to me looks a lot like what was seen in the mid-1970s. Gold had gone from $35 to $194 and then corrected all the way down to $103 over a 20-month period. And that looks a lot like what we've just experienced, you know, in the last 2 years, let's say.
Yeah.
So gold then took 18 months to go to new highs, which makes sense to me. I mean, can I see $1,900 on gold, you know, let's say 16 or 14 months from now? That makes sense to me. And then it took off smartly to $800 in the 70s, which might look like something like $5,000 or $8,000 if we're using a contemporary pricing scale.
So what do you think is going to make the gold market go higher again?
You know, I think a lot of that is simply going to be a change in the trajectory of the market. You know, once that happens, I think it's going to attract big money back into the sector, and I think that can happen very quickly. It can happen on a dime. You see, when gold was going up, there were large pools of capital in New York and other financial centers were buying huge amounts of gold on COMEX and other derivative markets. So they had so much money at their disposal and margin at their disposal that they could drive the price up just by their presence in the marketplace. So one way that they were participating was to buy shares in GLD, you know, one of the big exchange-traded gold ETFs. So when these big pools of capital, when these players bought, let's say, 5 tons of gold, they'd fax a request to the staff at GLD, and the staff at GLD would then, in turn, go out and buy 5 tons of gold. So that worked fine on the way up, but on the way down, there weren't any instant buyers for 5 tons of gold for these big pools of capital. And that's why the declines on some days were so severe over the last 20 months. But now there's 460 tons of gold that have left the GLD market. Never mind all the other ETFs, that's just GLD. So it's 460 tons. Where did all that gold go? Almost all of it went to the Far East. It went to China, India, Singapore, Indonesia. Well, those folks buy real gold, not paper gold. And they hold it for a long time. So when the pools of capital in New York and London and Berlin and Paris and everywhere else in the world, when they want to buy gold again, where exactly are they going to get it from? Because the folks in the Far East aren't going to sell it. So the market can move smartly higher as these big pools of capital try to regain a position in gold. And, you know, obviously I don't know when that's going to happen exactly. But I think that it's a time scale that will be measured in weeks and months. It's not going to be measured in years.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, from James Anderson. It's always good to get an industry perspective, I have to say, by the way, and that's why I asked him to come on the show this week. I happen to agree with everything that he's saying. Remember, this is not investment advice, and remember, the company that he is the chief executive officer of, New Legacy, is one of my larger gold holdings. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting with Doc Richard Postma, a retired physician, Rick Ackerman, a certainly active individual in the investment community, and we're going to get their opinions on something we keep trying to let go when we can't, and that is Obamacare. A gentleman by the name of Richard sent me an email a couple of days ago, 3 days ago, and he said, one thing you may be aware of is the very large number of people being put into Medicaid when they attempt to apply for Obamacare. There are three main issues with this that are below everybody's radar. Doc, what are your comments on that?
Yeah, we were just talking, Al, about the number of people signing up through healthcare.gov for these new coverages, but in Kentucky and in Florida, a vast majority, I'd say almost two-thirds to three-quarters, are actually for Medicaid. And because people are finding, especially when you qualify under the poverty level, now that even adults without children will fall under the new Medicaid rules. And so essentially they're signing up for Medicaid.
You know, guys, it really gets me in the fact that this just seems to be another instance where the administration has kind of lied to the people with this Obamacare being put into place, because people don't realize that they are now having to be put into Medicaid. It seems from the beginning that we just have these details coming out after the fact. And it feels to me like the administration is playing catch up with a program that they put into place. Rick, what are your feelings on this?
Well, actually, they were pretty upfront. I mean, one of the driving goals of Obamacare was to shift a lot of patients into Medicaid. And you might think of Medicaid as a medical welfare. It is really for people who qualify at certain income levels. I think Doc mentioned it was 133% of poverty level. But one problem that is being talked about already is that if you're moved into Medicaid, you're going to have trouble finding a doctor, because the reimbursement rates by the government to providers is even lower than Medicare. And we were just talking about this one woman who had tried to find a doctor. She called a list of 20 of them, and none of them would take her as a Medicaid patient. And the list she was using came from Medicaid itself. So those there are going to be big problems up the road there. And, of course, there are, as Doc was saying earlier, there are cost problems as well. If everybody who signs up for Obamacare, or at least a preponderance of signups, are wind up as Medicaid patients, what they really need, the ideal situation, would be for millions and millions of young people to sign up and grossly overpay for their medical insurance. But, of course, we can see not only is that not happening in the way that the administration had hoped, it's not happening at all.
You know, this gentleman goes on and he says another misconception has to do with what's called the asset test. And the asset test means, what it means is that for people in these categories, you are required to spend down all their liquid assets, okay? They essentially, basically they being, I guess, the federal or state governments essentially can confiscate all your retirement assets. Now, supposedly that was dropped for Medicaid, but that isn't actually true, according to Richard. Basically, and this is a quote from the site, the asset test was dropped except for certain groups such as the elderly and people on Social Security disability. Certainly would be negative for them, wouldn't it, Doc?
Yeah, I guess we old people, we figure that we don't have much anyway. So
yeah, maybe, I guess we don't, Doc.
No, so maybe they decided to do it on that basis. See, in the past, there were ways of people, once they got to retirement age, to work with the legal community to keep their assets, you know, in place, even though they were helped out in these areas with government. So it sounds like they're going to drop it for those folks. And I'm not saying that's all bad, because I imagine you can sit with a lot of assets and not have much income and you meet certain requirements.
You know, they go on and he talks a little bit about a state recovery here, and he says this one is the most insidious because it allows the government to come in and confiscate from your estate any Medicaid benefits that you have used. Rick, you had a comment on that.
That is interesting, and, you know, I'm not sure I wouldn't call it a scam, but a number of years ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago, it was very common for elderly people in need of serious medical care to transfer their assets to their kids. And I don't know whether there's been some law to put the kibosh on that, but, you know, a lot of people are still trying to game the system to get into Medicaid. I can say, speaking from experience, a good friend of mine whose business has really turned south, but his medical condition also did, it took him an enormous amount of filling out forms, dotting I's and crossing T's to get Medicaid coverage. And in fact, it's still in limbo, even though he's been a patient for 3 months at places that the few places that would actually accept him without coverage.
You know, guys, wrapping this whole issue up here, it seems to me like the financial stress that the U.S. and the administration is going to be put on with these new people in now being enrolled in Medicaid and the young people, as you said, Rick, that are not signing up. This is going to hugely handcuff the U.S. going forward in really a debt side. And, Doc, we only have just under a minute left, so you want the final word in here?
Yeah, because these new adults that are eligible for Medicaid under the new standards, the states will actually receive 100% federal matching funds for the increase in payments. So that's going to come directly from the federal government. So if you get all these people signing up for Medicaid, and then you don't get the young signing up for the exchanges, that's going to come out of the pockets of somebody, and it's going to come out of the federal government, which already is running deficits, and they're going to have to make choices then. Where do they put their money in the future?
You know, it's really interesting. Where are they going to put their money in the future? What is this going to mean for the country? You know, Rick, you were saying something that I thought was really interesting when we were talking off mic, and that was you were saying, you know, you got a guy in here and you got some supporters who are very ideologically behind it, but they really don't seem to realize the implications, which I think is very, very interesting. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back with Glenn Downs. That should be of interest to all you folks who are listening at radio station WZGM in North Carolina. Glenn Downs is your Congressman Walter Jones's chief of staff. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are joined now by Glenn Downs and Jeff Deist. We're going to continue discussing the subject that just will not go away, the Affordable Health Care Act. You know, guys, it's interesting. The news that came out yesterday, the hot headline yesterday was House votes to let Americans keep health plans, 39 Democrats defy Obama. Direct quote here, nearly 40 House Democrats defied President Obama and helped a Republican majority pass a bill Friday that lets Americans keep for 1 year health plans that do not comply with Obamacare. Pretty strong president, huh, Jeff? What are your comments about that?
Well, Al, first and foremost, I guess the question becomes, well, what happens in a year? What gets fixed or what gets improved between now and 1 year from now that somehow magically makes these policies affordable? And I think the answer to that is nothing. So it's clearly just Obama's in quicksand, and he huddles with his advisors and says, hey, guys, we're hemorrhaging in public opinion polls because of this rollout disaster. What do we do? So that's all this is. And I think everybody, even Americans, recognize that it's just a naked political ploy to try to buy himself some time and avert eyes away from this slow motion train wreck that seems to be happening. But, you know, Glenn made an interesting point off the air, which is that, hey, let's not shed any big crocodile tears for these insurance companies themselves. I mean, I'm reminded of the 2003 Medicare Part D prescription drug bill that was passed by the Republicans, and W got that passed primarily because he wanted to have an achievement, so to speak, to brag about the seniors, old people, who would then subsequently vote for him in the 2004 election. So that was, you know, naked political pandering, and the drug companies were all for it because, put yourself in their shoes, you know, you have potentially millions of Americans who can't afford
your prescription medications, but now they're going to be able to magically, courtesy of the taxpayer, because Medicare is being expanded, or was expanded at that time, to cover a wide range of prescription drugs. So here, as Glenn pointed out, you know, the insurance companies were very much in favor of in some sort of national federal bill that forces you to forces an individual who's otherwise uninsured to carry insurance. I mean, why wouldn't they be for that? So now that the whole thing is imploding, you know, they weren't standing on the sidelines. They were cheerleading for this. And so I very much agree that the insurance companies are not necessarily benevolent here, and that we should view them with suspicion and almost as crony capitalist partners of the Obama administration.
Glenn, I wanted to switch the topic a little bit and throw it over to you with something that we discussed last segment, which is people going out trying to sign up for Obamacare and ending up being registered with Medicaid. Not really. I guess we should have seen this coming, but I personally didn't realize this would happen. What are some of your comments on this new trend that seems to be happening?
Well, that was part of the Obamacare, a.k.a. Affordable Care Act, was an expansion of Medicaid. In some instances, the states run that expanded Medicaid, and in other instances, the federal government comes in and does it. But one of the things that it expands is the ability of people that have some assets to get onto Medicaid. Right, presently, in order to get on Medicaid, for the most part, you have to more or less pauperize yourself. You have to have very, very little in the way of income and very, very little in the way of assets. With this expanded Medicaid, it lets people with very, very little income, but who have some assets, and in some cases it can be a lot of assets, there's not much actual cash income, I have the ability to get on to the Medicaid program for low-income people. There's always been a provision in Medicaid that says, hey, if you come into some assets as a Medicaid recipient, and you then the government can then come after those assets in order to help recover part of what you've been subsidized. What most people don't know is that part, that recovery has not been suspended for this expanded Medicaid. So you have people who do have assets who, when they pass on, that's the principal way it would happen, when they actually die, the government can come and after their estates and to seize whatever estates they have, their house, their land, even if their kids were sort of planning on getting that, and use it to recover from cover the government subsidies of the Medicare program. But that's not something that's being explained to people as people are signing up. And so far, with the very early data, and not relative to the population of the U.S., not that many people have been signing up. But the number one thing they've been signing up for is this new and expanded Medicaid. So that's a surprise package waiting for people down the road, one of the many surprise packages in Obamacare.
Well, there have been an awful lot of surprise packages so far, the main surprise package being the fact that the president is on record, his own words, videotaped, saying, you know, you can keep your health care policies, that's not a problem. That turned out to be totally false. Jeff, I want to ask you a question. You know, the New York Times wrote an article that came out again yesterday, Friday, and a direct quote from that is, President Obama is now threatened by a similar toxic mix, unquote. The toxic mix is referring to the situation that George Bush faced in his second term. Getting back to this, the toxic mix is this disastrous rollout of his health care law not only threatens the rest of his agenda, but also raises questions about his competence in the same way that the Bush administration's botched response to Hurricane Katrina undermined any semblance of Republican efficiency. I don't much care about the situation with Katrina at this point in time, because that was a long time ago, but I do think that this could hurt the Obama administration substantially, because nobody is supporting this thing. Comments?
I'm always perplexed when people think that politicians will be competent and effective managers, that they will be good administrators. I mean, what is it in Obama's past would make anyone think that this guy would somehow, you know, delegate authority and choose good people and figure out how to cut through bureaucratic red tape and you know, really run herd on a process as ambitious and as technically complex as an entire new, you know, Obamacare system for the entire country. I mean, look, the guy was a cipher as a young man. He smoked pot like a madman in college. It somehow went from middling Occidental and leapt into Harvard. And I suspect it was because of affirmative action, frankly. We have no sense of his grades whatsoever. He's never done any kind of real work in a company. He was a law professor for a while. You know, this guy is a pointy-headed intellectual and a cold, aloof fish to boot. He's not a hands-on kind of guy. So I don't know why anyone is surprised. But what's more frightening is that knowing this, and as obvious as all this is, people still vote in large numbers for these grand schemes. So, you know, it's great to see that it's unraveling in front of him. It's great to see that, you know, the despicable Clintons, who are only worried about their own political future, of course, trying to back away from this thing and not let it be pinned on poor Hillary. So, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. I'm not sure that Republicans or are better managers in any sense. But I think, Al, if you step back, what we've really lost is the bigger picture, which is that presidents are supposed to be executives. They are not supposed to be policymakers. They are supposed to do what Congress wants them to do and simply carry out congressional intent in a competent manner, just as a chief executive of a company carries out the board of directors' intent. And we have completely lost that vision of what a president ought to be. The history of the 20th century has destroyed that. We now have an imperial executive who's charged with creating policy.
We're going to continue this train of thought in the final segment of the weekend edition of our show. The station's going to identify themselves, and we're going to be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Corey and I continue to chat about the subject that never goes away, the Affordable Care Act. I would have to say the negativity, for lack of better terms, that I think is really being placed on the administration and quite frankly on all branches of government in this point. I wouldn't just put it necessarily on the administration, but speaking of the administration, Jeff, what are your comments about the president's press conference of just a couple of days ago?
Well, just looking over the headlines, even his Democratic friends in Washington are still shaking their heads. I don't think that he got much of a positive bounce or spin off of this. I don't think people really understand the fix. So from my perspective, purely politically, he's no better off than he was 2 days ago. And I think since this website won't be fixed by December 1st, this thing is still unfolding. And I think his press conference might just represent the first in what's going to have to be a whole series of embarrassing sort of statements and disclaimers going forward.
You know, Jeff, I'd have to agree with you that this press conference really did nothing for him. And if anything, this new, almost kicking the can a year down the road is showing that a lot of people in his own party, a lot of Democrats, are starting to go against him because they're realizing that this isn't going to work. And now this backtracking that Obama seems to be doing, nobody is getting behind. Glenn, what were your thoughts on this the press conference that he held?
Well, the problem, start with that website. If the website functioned perfectly, and I had grave doubts about, even with the huge, all-star team they brought in from Google and everything to try to fix it, I have grave doubts about the ability to get that functioning properly in that time frame. Even if it did function perfectly, that's not the problem. It's not just a technological problem. The problem is the architecture of the program itself. So the idea that he talked about the website, and then he talked about his proposal by fiat to just suspend part of the Affordable Care Act and say, hey, I'm going to give companies the option of renewing people's existing non-Obamacare compliant policies for another year, I think was really mostly a PR stunt. It was designed, first of all, to pull the companies into the political hot seat with them. And the companies are saying, hey, we calculated all our rate structures and actuarial tables and all of that for the next year based upon this law that's been set up here for 4 years. and we just can't do this. So they're trying, he wants to be able to say, hey, Blue Cross won't give you the policy they just canceled on January 1st. It's Blue Cross's fault, not mine. So he was trying to get somebody into the political hot soup with him, I think. Now, as Jeff indicated, I don't have much sympathy for the Blue Crosses of the world because instead of mounting like the Harry and Louise campaign that they did against HillaryCare back in the early 90s, they colluded with the Obama administration and said, hey, we don't care who you make us cover. We don't care what you make us cover. And you can add, you can make everybody in the world have tooth sealant and mental health coverage and maternity coverage, and they can have all the pre-existing conditions of the world. You just got to make everybody buy these policies. So if you let anybody off the hook, then from buying these policies, it totally screws their models up. And Obama is turned on them, just like Lenin said, the capitalists will sell us the rope that we will then subsequently use to hang them. The insurance companies and the drug companies got in bed with the Obama and the administration, the Democrats. They have sown the wind, and now they are reaping the whirlwind.
You know, I want to make one thing perfectly clear, because I think this thing is perhaps a bigger faux pas than a lot of people would like to admit. You know, a lot of people are totally blaming the administration for what's going on. And I'm of the mind, you know, Corey, you and I have talked with Doc about this numerous times on mic and off mic. And Doc, retired physician who's on our show almost on a daily basis, said this thing was not Obama's idea. Now, that's not to exonerate him, but this was something that was just waiting in the wings and has been waiting in the wings, authored by, among other people, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, I would think, etc. And I would guess that a lot of the comments that we're going to hear about our comments and about the reason this thing may not work is because people are going to bring in the racial issue, and they're going to say too much of America was just looking for a way to bring this guy down. Well, I have to say that I disagree with that significantly. I think what this thing is showing, and it doesn't matter whether, Glenn, actually I'd like to have you comment on this thing, and then Jeff, maybe the same thing. I think this thing is a great example of the inefficiency of federal government. What do you think, Glenn?
Well, it certainly is an example. At least in part it is, no question about it, because if this law has been in place for 4 years, essentially, and you can't get a website going because instead of hiring competent people to get the website going, you hire Michelle Obama's college pal and give that person a $750 million contract to fill up a website that anybody else could have done for a fraction of that. And oh, by the way, Michelle Obama's college pal has no experience doing this sort of thing. That's just cronyism, Chicago politics, federal government, inefficiency, bureaucracy. But it defies all of the market forces that the people that listen to the Corlin Economic Reports know will ultimately win out. And so if you efficiently administered this unadministrable system, you're going to find, big, big problems, and ultimately it would collapse on itself. We're just seeing cracks earlier than would otherwise be the case, I think, because you've got incompetent calls, you know, kind of halfway running something that's a very, very serious part of the economy and a very, very serious part of people's actual real lives. People feel this. When people get mad when they're at the government, when they go to the DMV and they have to wait in line, I mean, that's just orders of magnitude lower than when you're dealing with somebody's health care and their health insurance.
Now, Jeff, I want you to jump in and take what Al, or answer Al's question, but you only have about 2 minutes left, but I also want to ask, why would Obama put his name behind something like this if he wasn't the one orchestrating it or putting it together?
Well, good question. I mean, you could have called it Pelosi Care. You could have called it Heritage Foundation Care. You could have called it Romney Care. You could have called it a lot of things. But what it really is a bad idea, which is government mandated anything. All goods and services, including medical care, are much better provided by the market with market incentives. And we, anybody with half a brain at this point knows this. But I think what's going on here is that, you know, if you remember back, this Obamacare bill was debated back in 2009 and marked up in Congress. It didn't pass until 2010. But yet the operative provisions didn't go into effect until January of 2013. So why was that? Well, I guess maybe, you know, people knew that there were going to be some problems, that it wasn't going to be that popular, that they didn't want to scare people. But, if the bill is so great, why wouldn't you make it effective immediately? And maybe somebody involved was smart enough to realize that there could be problems, and they wanted to put the real effective date out beyond Obama's reelection. And I'm sure at this point he's thanking his lucky stars that all this stuff didn't happen a year ago. Corey, this is Americans – crying wolf, but they have no right to do so. Millions and millions of Americans consistently vote to somehow get more out of the federal government than they put in taxes. They can magically pay some small premium to an insurance company and get tons of medical care, even for their pre-existing conditions, without any sort of actuarial science applied to it to price the premiums. It's just absurd on its face. And if Americans buy into that, they got nobody to blame themselves, not Obama.
Well, I have to tell you, I completely disagree with what you're saying for one simple reason. And that simple reason is you can have something for nothing. Damn it, I just bit my tongue again.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.